Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama. Smooth drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F N Word, Miss Brown Sugar. We, of course, want to hear from you, so give us a call, 347-826-7435. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And if you're afraid to call us, you can always email us, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Questions, comments, concerns, we take them all. You can social network with us. If you have Facebook, you can ask to get into the Smooth Drama group. Myself or Mr. J will add you. Once again, myself or Mr. J will add you to our Smooth Drama group on Facebook. And if you're anywhere else, if you look up Smooth Drama, you find us. Add us. Request to add us. Friend us. Whatever you do. Follow us. And we will follow you back. And we can talk a taste about pretty much anything you want to talk about. You know, if you listen to the show, I don't care. We can go anywhere. And it's all good. How you feel with Brown Sugar?
Better.
Brown Sugar is feeling better. And so, with that, I can go into what makes people better. You know, we're on this mental health kick, right? Where we talk about folks who's crazy. And we talk about things that are crazy. And so, yeah, there's the guy. He's got his emotional support alligator, right? 65-year-old Pennsylvania guy, right? He has an emotional support alligator. Now, you know me. I hate the emotional support dog. I mean, yes, I know. For all you people who got dogs, if you bring your dog into the grocery store or whatever, your restaurant, I'm hating on you. I'm going to stop from saying I hate you, but I'm hating on you. And so this emotional support thing where people want to take exotic pets on the airplane with them, they're all distraught. I can't bring my iguana. It's my emotional support iguana. What? So this dude, 65-year-old dude, has a gator named Wally that he eats chicken wings with, and he's got an indoor plastic pond with a smaller rescue alligator named Scrappy. He's like, it's my emotional support gator. And yeah, it probably could tear my arm off, but I've never been afraid.
It makes him happy. I mean, I'm for anything that makes you feel centered or grounded. I think it's one thing to have it in your home, in the privacy of your home. I think when you start wanting to take things into public and planes and restaurants and hospitals and all that stuff, that's where the line needs to be drawn.
Yeah, emotional support. Yeah. Like, I don't know how I'm going to make it if I don't have my iguana.
You'll be all right.
Yeah.
You'll be fine.
Yeah. You'll be all right.
Yeah.
Speaking of emotional support, so KFC got the chicken smelling logs. And then the logs wasn't enough. Now they come out with the candles that smell like gravy.
Mm.
No. Yeah. Excuse that. No.
No.
No. I mean.
You don't like gravy?
I love gravy. I love gravy. I love chicken.
You like the smell of gravy?
Yes, I love the smell of gravy. I love the smell of chicken. But guess what?
What?
If you got some logs and some camels that smell like it, no. Because I'm sorry. And I could be being a crazy conspiracy theorist. I could be. But if something smells like chicken, something smells like gravy, and there's stuff that black folks like, and they're marketing it towards black folks, I'm going to guess there's something wrong with it. And it probably causes cancer or emphysema or something.
I don't know anybody that just wants their house smell like chicken and gravy just on any given day unless they're cooking it. I can't imagine just waking up one day and lighting my gravy candle and being content with the smell.
Right. I'm like, because if you cook, you know, you black folks, you cook.
You cook.
Or anybody, mm-hmm. Your house smell like chicken if you're cooking chicken.
Yeah.
I don't need...
Yeah.
The fire logs.
I don't want to eat a salad and my house smell like chicken.
Mm. Or gravy.
Or gravy.
Yeah. So, yeah. No.
I'm interested to see who's purchasing the demographics of that.
I'm not. I'm nowhere near interested.
Yeah, it would be interesting to see who's buying that.
If you do it, good for you. I feel you, but I don't. Speaking of feeling you and not feeling you. So there was a woman who was shot after performing a sex act for like $5, right? So why am I bringing this up? So we're talking about head. So what happened, and of course this is Florida, because all of this stuff happens in Florida. The bad stuff too. But when we say the stuff that just you like,
the entertainment,
you just figure
you're entertained.
What the hell? Or you just
nonsense.
Things that you can ponder and like wonder why.
Yeah.
Well, Jacksonville, Florida, a Shell gas station. Somebody was shot. Supposedly, what happened? She agreed to perform a sex act with a man in exchange for $5 and some Pringles. Yeah. $5 and some Pringles. So after she did it, the man was like, nah, I need my $5 back. So, I mean, I guess it wasn't good.
I can't do anything but shake my head, like, really. I mean, I don't know. Does that mean it wasn't good, though? I mean, because women do it for free all the time. So I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm guessing that, I mean, if you like, do it and do...
And you get paid?
The toes and curl, and you're like, oh, my...
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, women do it for free all the time, and there's no complaints there. Right?
Yeah. I mean, he didn't want the Pringles. He just
and that's what I'm like. So he was cool with giving her the Pringles, but he wanted his money back. Or did he just not want to pay for something that, you know, he bartered his services? And
that was kind of it, though. $5 and some Pringles.
Yeah, I mean, she accepted the $5 loan.
Right.
So she couldn't have expected, you know, or he shouldn't have expected $20 heads for $5. I'm going to give you $5 heads.
What is $5 heads? What the hell is $5 heads?
It's showing $20 heads. $20
heads. Is there a big difference between $5 heads and $20 heads?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
It's very graphic. I mean,
I'm sure. it's the amount of effort, the amount of passion, the amount of time.
There's passion in $5 here.
No, I'm saying, I'm going to give you some more passion for $20 as opposed to $5.
Mm. All right.
I mean, I'm sure men have experienced enough to know that there's a difference between passionate and non-passionate, right? Yeah. So you can put an amount on it. You can say
you can't put an amount on it.
Yes, you can. You didn't experience something that was like half. He just really wasn't into it.
All right,
and then you didn't experience something that were, well, wow, she was really trying to, you know.
But you can't put a dollar figure on it.
Yes, you can. You put a dollar figure on anything.
Can you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's a difference between a $5 stroke and a $20 stroke?
Definitely, yes. All
right. Okay. All right.
I mean, if we're going to put money on it, I mean, you know.
We're going to let it go. I don't think we're gonna ever.
You know when you're giving your best and when you're not doing it right, you already know.
$5 stroke, $20 stroke,
$5
head.
Yep.
$20 head.
You know.
But I'm talking about the Pringles though. I mean, maybe he
technically
just
it was $8 if you want to add the Pringles because they're like $3 a can. So.
Sometimes it's like 2 for $5.
$2.50
then. So what was that?
$7.80.
Yeah. So maybe $8
was only
worth $3 to him. Hmm. He wanted that $5 back. Okay. All right. So
he wanted his change.
We're gonna go into our dumbass of the week. All right, dumbass of the week. Whew. This dude was really, really special. I thought that I had seen it all and heard it all, but every now and again, you get some special stuff. So there's a guy in Dublin, Ireland. He repeatedly was injecting himself with semen to relieve chronic back pain. The X-ray revealed
it. Shaking my head. SMH.
Yeah. Apparently, there was an area of trapped air beneath his skin. So, yeah.
He thought if he filled it up with his semen, it would what? It would seal up and relieve the pressure?
Yeah,
or
they did a study on him in the Irish Medical Journal. He was hospitalized. And he said, because he was special, because this is the first reported case of semen injection for use as a medical treatment. The first ever. And the doctor wrote in his case study, he titled it Semenly. Yeah. Semenly.
All right.
Mm-hmm. An unusual presentation of a subcutaneous abscess.
Oh.
Yeah, he was complaining about severe back pain, and so the physician noticed that his arm was swollen and inflamed.
His arm?
Yeah.
So he was injecting it in his arm, or he was injecting it into his back?
He was intravenously injecting his own semen as an innovative method to treat back pain.
So he wasn't even injecting it into the site where the pain was. He thought if he injected it into his arm, it would travel?
Hey. I can't.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't even. Yeah.
No, I'm not asking you to, you know, read his mind. I'm just wondering if
I can't.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't.
I know. I mean, people use it for all kinds of stuff, the facial things, and it's mostly aesthetic. So, you know, for your face to make it clean or clear or tighten your skin. And some people think it does. Maybe that's why, because people think it has health benefits when you ingest it.
Yeah, okay. All right. So, semen, I'm injecting semen because it's going to help my back.
Well, that's what
it seems like. Yeah, and the doctors were like, this had never happened.
No.
Never. All right, moving on to some positive news. DMX is getting out of jail tomorrow.
Yay.
Yes. So maybe you'll get to meet him and you can see how y'all stand eye to eye together. DMX.
Okay, guys, I'm short. For those that don't know, I'm short.
So, yeah, DMX is going to be free.
Yep. I didn't know he was locked up.
I'm like, but last time he got out, it was taxes. And I'm like, dude, can you just stay out of jail?
I don't see why he would file bankruptcy. I mean, what income does he have? I mean, I'm sure he has some income.
Oh, he owes $2.3 million in back taxes.
I mean, he doesn't have that income.
Yeah, oh no, those days are done.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he gets a royalty check, but still.
Yeah, well, he gets no check.
Oh, you mean to go to IRS?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Uncle Sam.
I'm just saying, I mean, now isn't there something you can, like, modify now your taxes? Like, when you lose your job?
Man, you know Uncle Sam don't care about all that. We got a long line of black folks who go to jail because of taxes.
Yeah.
It don't matter. They don't, you modifying nothing.
I'm just,
kick up
maybe,
that money, hoe.
Maybe I'm too optimistic.
Yes, you are. Because, So, I mean, they're going to let him out and they're going to, like, hey, get that money, hoe.
Yeah, he's gonna have to do something.
Yeah.
It's gonna be hard out there for him, but he's gonna have to figure something out.
I hope he figures it out. Anyway, because DMX is getting out, we just gonna throw DMX some love. Well, let DMX throw us some old school love. This is DMX. Who we be?
My heart, my wall, my mother, my father. I love them, I hate them, we're done. I didn't have them, but I'm glad. lies, the facts, it's the time to scrap. The hustling, the dealing, the robbing, the stealing. The shit is the ceiling, little boy with no feeling. The frustration, rage, trapped inside a cage. The beating till the age, a cabin in 12 days. Somebody stop me, somebody come and get me.
What?
Little did I know that the law was right away.
Reports that there are some federal workers who are going to the homeless shelters to get food. He's like, well, I know they are, but I don't really quite understand why, because the obligations that they would undertake, say, borrowing from the bank or credit union, are in effect federally guaranteed. So the 30 days of pay, which some people will be out, there's no real reason why they shouldn't be able to get a loan against it.
So you want me to get a payday loan that they're going to charge me quadruple interest on.
Mm-hmm.
So then when I do get my money, I'm going to be in debt to that.
Yes.
Not only am I going to be trying to catch up with my rent, my PG&E, well, all that probably cut off. But, yeah.
Yeah. So, the point is, you're going to pay money to get your money.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of, that's what it is. He's like, yeah, I don't know why they're tripping. Take out a loan, pay money to get your money.
Yeah. Well, that's what we do anyway.
Yeah.
That's the cycle of the consumer.
Mm. So, yeah. There is some good news out there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can get some free gas in 3 months.
Yes, I did hear that.
You know, if you're a government worker or a federal worker, not that you need gas to go anywhere because you don't have a job, but...
Plus, you have to go to your free-paying job.
Your free-paying job.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and they're feeding air traffic controllers. People have donated lunches to them. Mm-hmm. So...
Yeah, you won't get paid, but you can get a sandwich.
Yeah, but, you know, to me it shows that people do care.
Yeah. People do care.
Yeah. So even, you know, you feel like the government doesn't care, which we all know they don't. And,
right.
You know, even though we all hope that one day they will, it is nice to see that other people, that your fellow man or woman,
All right. Well, see, that was all touchy feeling.
Well, you know, you have to be that way sometimes. If somebody wasn't touchy feeling, it'd be murder. People would be killing each other all the time.
No, people are killing each other all the time.
No, I'm just talking about, like, for real. Like, really. Like, the teacher might come to school killing because of all the anger and animosity in the world, or the postman will really go postal and all that.
Well, look, yeah, if you're not getting paid.
Yeah, but, you know, you want people, it gives you hope that, you know, yes, I am struggling, but there's people out there that care, that don't want, they don't know me, but they know I'm having a hard time. They know I can't feed my family. They know, or I can't feed myself. So, yeah.
Yeah, Trump said he can go for years, though. He don't care.
Well, hopefully. Well, what's his name? Oh, my goodness. What is that man's name?
No, what is his name?
Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan. He's dead.
No.
All right, so.
Yeah.
Ronald Reagan.
You know who I'm talking about.
George Bush?
No, the guy who's getting out of jail or recently got out of jail because of Ronald Reagan and some other things. I don't want to say it, but yeah.
Okay, well.
Hopefully we'll be fine, a Ronald Reagan opposer or a John Lennon opposer
John
F. Kennedy.
Somebody to shoot. All right, and she won't be nice about it. She's wishing somebody would shoot Donald Trump.
I mean, you know, they don't make them like they used to. People who have passion.
Oh, they got passion, but they just love him.
I'm talking about for the other side, though.
No,
that's what I'm talking about. People who have passion and had a heart and believed in justice.
Yeah, that's what we call it, believing in justice.
You know, you call it what you want. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think you would call it believing in justice.
I mean, I'm just,
I don't think that's what you call it.
I think if that did happen in this case, some people would feel like it was justified. So that's all I'm saying.
Yeah. I mean, I could see it, but no. John Hinckley.
Yeah, that guy.
All right. So, yeah. Well, they did call in the IRS so you can get your tax return processed.
Oh, yeah. I guess he didn't want, because then I think there would be like a revolution. There'd be an uprising for real.
Folks didn't get their tax return. Yeah. That's his fan base. He's like, the federal workers, he's like, yeah, that's middle class. He wasn't vote for me nowhere. But
I think some of them was trying to make America great again.
Well, yeah, some of them.
Yeah, but I think the IRS, if we weren't getting our taxes, all those people with the, what is it, MAGA? MAGA hat?
Oh, yeah, they burning this bitch down.
Yeah.
It's like, I can't get my taxes paid. She's on and cracking.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I guess we'll see. Because, it's an amazing thing to see where people are. I mean, because right now, it's a whole lot of people hurting. I mean, this dude is like, well, yeah, it's only 800,000 or so people.
It's weird because I just think about, like, my parents' time, like in the 60s. I think that it just would have been an uprising by now. I think our generation or this generation, I don't know what age group it is, but there's no passion, there's no... I think everybody is hopeless and helpless.
No, it's passion.
No.
Yeah, it's passion.
I mean, I feel like if I was out of work, there needs to be something. A protest, people coming together. You know, there needs to be a...
But they come together.
What, for in his favor?
Yeah.
I'm talking about the opposite, though.
Yeah, but those people...
Some of those people that voted for him are out of work now, and they're still supporting him?
Yeah.
Oh, we'll see. I don't know. That's when I just throw up my hands. And
people are stupid.
I'm like Marvin Gaye. Make me want to throw my hands.
Mm-hmm. Make me want to holler.
And make me want to
holler. Throw up both my hands.
Throw up both my hands.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like, as a consumer... I mean, those people don't have anything to consume because they don't have any money coming in. But, you know, you have family members that are supporting you maybe. And you know what? I'm not buying this and I'm not buying that. And we're going to stop something. Something's going to shut down besides the government. Retail's going to shut down. The grocery stores are going to shut down. Something's going to shut down. People are going to start taking money out the bank. Something's going to happen.
Well, I mean, they don't have money.
And that's what I'm saying, but for people who are family members, if I don't personally have anybody that works for the government, but if I did and I felt like I needed to support them, I'm doing something. I'm writing letters. I don't know. Something's going to get done.
Yeah, I don't know what you could do.
But see, that's the thing. There has to be something, because right now...
I mean, because you're talking about boycotting Trump's businesses?
Or whatever. Because, you know, we're under the realization or the ideology that the government, we work for the government. When the government works for us.
Right.
And people aren't taking that seriously. They're not taking that into account on, you work for me. So whereas, like, you know, the customer is always right, I pay you.
Yeah.
So then you start getting those people out that aren't working for you. It's just like for them, all these rich people, if you don't do what they want you to do, they fire you. That was his favorite, you're fired.
Right. Yeah. I don't think nobody's talking about firing him, though.
You know? I mean, he can't be fired per se, but other people can be.
They call it impeachment.
Well, yeah. That's a process.
They call it impeachment. Yeah.
So that, you know, that would be a little bit harder than to just not vote people in that just get voted in.
No disagreement there.
Yeah.
But I think it's time for us to go to our hater of the week.
Hate, 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 hate.
week. No, I had a couple, but this dude stood out above all others. Christopher Cleary. He threatened to kill as many girls as possible. Over the weekend, you know, he was like, "I'm gonna kill as many girls as I see," because, you know, he wanted to give some poontang, and nobody wanted to give him that. You know, he said, "All I wanted was to be loved, yet no one cares about me." You know, because he talked about shooting up as many people as possible, as many women as possible. And he wrote it on a Facebook post. He said, and I quote, "I'm 27 years old, and I've never had a girlfriend before, and I'm still a virgin. This is why I'm planning on shooting up a public place soon and being the next mass shooter. I'm ready to die, and all the girls that turned me down is going to make it right by killing as many girls as I see." On Facebook. So he was, as you say, for real, for real.
Oh, no. I think that's just a cry for help. I think when people post things publicly like that, they're crying out for help first. So maybe a day or two would have went by and nothing would have happened, and maybe he might have. But I think that was a cry for help. Because
Yeah. He's
posting on Facebook for attention.
Okay.
But he needed attention.
Different generation, though. See, you're putting the older generation, not that I'm dating you.
The younger generation posts things more so for attention, I think.
Right. Yeah, everybody wants the click. That's why
they
talk about, the dudes, they shoot people so they can get attention.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying he wasn't going to shoot. I'm saying I think he was crying out for help first.
I'm a 27-year-old virgin. You don't understand the build-up backup that young man has.
Well, no, I don't. So, I'm not a virgin, and I'm not 27.
Yeah. So he's like, he's never had a girlfriend before, and all the women that turned him down. I'm going to say, you probably are a dick.
Or creepy.
Right. All that. And that's why they turned you down. Because nowadays, to be 27 years old and a virgin, you have to be wrong all the time.
Or just not interested. I'm sure there's lots of people, you know, like asexual people who are not interested in sex. I mean, I think he doesn't sound like that, but he could come across as asexual. So if he's, like, really into, you know, something, I don't want to, you know, give the that computers often say that.
Yeah, what that
you
has
know.
To do with having sex.
No, because, you know, sometimes some people are focused. I've known people who, you know, it took them a long time to date. You know, a lot of people dated, like, in college or whatever, because they were focused on something else. Relationships was not their thing.
Mm.
So I don't know how long he's been trying to date, but, you know, maybe he's only been trying to date for a year. Maybe he was into something else. If he was into his coin collection or his book collection.
Well, he's like, hey.
Yeah, so I don't know. I've known people who relate a little less.
I'm killing everybody.
Yeah, well. But see, that's what I'm saying. I think if he was serious, like really serious, he just would have did it.
Well,
he could post it and do it at the same time.
Yeah, but a lot of them have their manifestos that they put out there, and then they go out and do it.
Yeah, but he just was a post. That's not a manifesto, is it? Would you consider that a manifesto?
Some folks ain't sophisticated.
Yeah, sure.
So, when you're not sophisticated.
But that's what I'm saying. He could have been in the act and posting at the same time. Because you can do something crazy. He could have did it live, if that's the case.
Well, I'm going to guess that he ain't the sharpest tool in the shed.
Possibly.
I'm gonna take that guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully he gets the medical help he needs.
He don't need medical help.
I knew you were going to say that.
He don't need medical help. He just needs, you know, somebody to whoop on his virgin ass. I mean, he'll go to jail. And
yeah. He'll probably get probation.
Well, I mean,
he didn't hurt anybody.
He'll
get probation.
Well, I'm just hoping that he spends some time in jail, and he won't be a virgin. Yeah. I mean, if you know, they'll be like, hey, you can't get vagina, let's introduce you to some penis. Get all the penis you want in jail. Alright, so, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it's not for you on that side, and maybe you just need to get some...
have a different experience.
Yeah, some thugging love, as they call it, you the boondocks.
Oh.
You don't know nothing about this thugging love.
No.
Yeah. Alright, so yeah, I probably need to go on break after that. So, this is Most Def, Undeniable.
Life right, make a beat to form a life one for the devil, he don't fall the way, he a reach for the pretty in a party and a b-boy stand. I rock on the mic and make the world want to fly like a dog, dog. You come from up a car, so I'm rocking on the mic and you can call me Most Love. No homie, you can call it what you call it. On the week and you can't call it junk. Nothing like that, baby, need to call it up. 7-8-T-E-A-N-T-E-1-1. These jokers don't want to start. And all the pretty mommies want some till I'm from BK. Do it how Biggie stay spread out. All Harris on, do it all, get them up. Just spit it raw till they can't get it up. Get it, get it, cause the real niggas get it dumb. Now I make a loud round, not a dumb, 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 dumb. And you know,
no matter how hard you try, you can't stop the sound. No matter how you roll, it ain't no future. It's just what's up, don't miss who you're listening to. Black dog show, listen, let me tell you who I am, how I do, the undeniable. Respect a foundation that they can't hold, and it's bullet, shatter, an earthquake cool. See how I drop the jewel, it's the golden rule. ABC, always be cool. Ever be true, the ABY, always be you. Yes, and it always been true. Real, true, still, true, hell. In a world, I know exactly how it feels. Some go work and some go steal. Children and pro, women produce. And we rock on no matter what you do. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop the sound. No matter how you grow, it ain't no future. It's just love and love.
Don't stop the rock, don't stop. together, you got to move, drummer.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word and Miss Brown Sugar. That was Mos Def. Undeniable. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. A lot of hate going on out here. And, first, you heard about the dude that shot up the bank.
Yeah.
I was furious. I was furious. He called up the police in Florida, of course.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In Florida, he called up the police. Was like, hey. Like, you know what? I have shot 5 people. There were only 5 people in the bank at the time. They all died. So he's like, I just killed everybody that was in the bank. And so he barricaded himself. And they said it was a tense standoff with police negotiators that ended when an armored police vehicle ran into the bank door and they persuaded him to surrender.
So it was tense.
Very tense.
Why was it tense? Everybody was dead already.
Yeah.
So all the hostages were dead.
Yeah, well, there are no hostages because you killed everybody.
Well, yeah. So it was tense to save his life?
Apparently. Because if he says, I killed everybody in the bank.
Yeah, we just throwing a bomb and we just blowing that bitch up. No.
Right, yeah, right.
I mean, there's nothing. You know, I think part of it, though, people want to know, like, why. So they want to save his life so they can understand why. So he can be some kind of psychological case study. So while he's on trial and, you know, talking to all these psychiatrists and psychologists and, you know, to know why this happened so we can prevent it from happening again.
That's your story?
I mean, that's what they say on Law and Order. I mean, no, but for real, they do want to know why. I can just remember, like, in the 80s with Dr. Phil and, you know, Geraldo and Oprah, and everybody always wanted to know why that person did what they did. So we can prevent it from ever happening again. Maybe if somebody had called them at 5 o'clock and not 5:04, and had he not ate that peanut butter and jelly sandwich the day before, you know, that...
It wasn't enough jelly.
Yeah, I mean, or too much
jelly.
Peanut butter.
Right.
Whatever senseless acts where lives were lost could be, you know, it would never happen again. I mean, you don't hear about things like that anymore, but I think people want to know why.
Okay.
People are always disappointed when the person who commits a murder dies, if you ever, because then you'll never know why. And we have to know why as Americans.
I wasn't disappointed.
No, I didn't say you. I said America in general. That's, you know, it's a blanket statement. Yes,
right.
I know.
So, I mean, this leads us into Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
All right. So, Groundhog Day. Y'all know, the shit that happens again and again and again for no reason.
I'm tired of Groundhog Day.
Yeah. I know you are. See, that's why I said Groundhog Day racism is tiring.
Mm-hmm.
Like, can we talk about why there are no giraffes on TV getting no love?
Giraffe?
Giraffe. I mean, why Bugs Bunny ain't on TV no more. Why do people love Kermit the Frog?
Bugs Bunny is on TV, actually.
All right.
I don't know why Kermit doesn't get any love anymore.
All right. So, what happens is this, which is Groundhog Day. There's a 4-12-year-old girl who, they came back from lunch happy, giggling and happy.
Black girl magic.
Yeah. So, poor black girl, happy, come back to school. Y'all too happy. Strip search.
Strip search?
Strip search. 12-year-old.
Lost it.
Yeah. but still. So, young black girl, happy. Strip search. White dude. Kill everybody. Negotiation. I mean, that's the Groundhog Day. Yeah. Now, obviously, if I would have shot everybody, well, they had negotiated with me.
I know, they would have came in there guns blazing.
Yep.
Guns a-blazing.
You know, I'd have been shot and killed. Right. I'd have been shot and killed.
Tasered.
No tip. They'd have put up the worst picture that I have somewhere. They would have found it.
Yeah.
They broke into the house and just, okay, we got to find the ugliest picture possible and put that up.
Looking menacing.
Right, very menacing.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about here. It's happy black girl, strip search. 12-year-old. 12, 13, 14-year-olds, they not silly.
No,
they can't
they
do some silly, stupidity stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or laughing.
Right. Why are you happy? Why are you happy?
Because I don't have to go to work. When you're 12 and 14. Because my life consists of school.
And boys.
And boys.
Yeah.
Hopefully they're focused on school, though.
Probably not.
I'm crossing my fingers.
Yeah, we're crossing our fingers that they are. But, yeah. You know, they want to bring
attention. Were they looking for drugs? Or they were just trying to humiliate them because they were happy?
Yeah.
Or both probably.
Probably.
Yeah. So let's humiliate them. And if we happen to find drugs, that's even better. Okay.
Yeah. Didn't find anything.
No. Now they're sad black girls.
Yeah.
And nervous.
Because they got strip searched.
Probably anxiety ridden. Probably can't sleep at night. And they'll need therapy now. So all that black girl memory they had will slowly over time disappear.
All righty then. That just went a whole other way. All right. So,
it's true.
Yeah. So now, since we are pressed now, might as well just go in. People in Canada believe that the U.S. is filled with Nazis. They did a survey. It's funny. They did a survey in Canada. And half of Canada thinks that the U.S. is full of Nazis.
So as in racist, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. According to the survey, 47% of the Canadian respondents said there are a great deal of or many neo-Nazis in the United States. Only 17% said there are a great deal of or many neo-Nazis in their country.
The numbers might be a lot high, but it might be a little bit exaggerated, but they're just saying there's a lot. Oh, okay, I see. So are they wrong for that?
Yeah, well, no. In the United States, they said that 51% said they believe that Nazis are here.
Yeah, I don't know. Why is that news? I mean, is there something to contradict that or to agree with?
Not really. I mean, we kind of watch TV. I mean, most black folks say yes.
I mean, we know that there's... I mean, I wouldn't necessarily... I mean, it could be neo-Nazis, but racist white people, yes. Maybe they're not neo-Nazis. Maybe they're not white supremacists. Maybe it's just white privilege they have. But it's still racism nonetheless.
Well, see, I'm going to say this. So we have, here in America, and people forget this about World War II. Mm-hmm. We didn't get into World War II because most of the folks was like, yeah, we wasn't against what Hitler and them were saying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, there was a lot of Nazis in the United States, Nazi sympathizers mm-hmm. in the United States, including Ford and a whole bunch of other rich folks. Like, mm-hmm. yeah, that makes sense. And so it took the Japanese, Roosevelt coercing the Japanese to attack Pearl Harbor in order for the American public to, like, yeah, let's go kill them chinks. Because, you know, there was zero incentive to go kill Nazis.
Mm-hmm. We're minding our own business.
Right. It was like, well, hey, that's on y'all.
Yeah. That's over there.
Right. And then, you know, Japanese attack Pearl Harbor. Okay, we got to fight. So, under that premise, right, and so we say a few years later, I mean, we know most of the people, I guess we can say there are a lot of people in the United States who hold that sentiment that, hey, we're better than everybody.
Yeah, I would agree.
Don't be better than everybody.
Privilege.
I just hate using that term.
Why?
You know, I'm just like, you know, we changing up what it is. Like,
well, white privilege has been around for years, though.
Yeah, but
people are starting to use it more, but it's been around for years.
Yeah, but slavery. They say trafficked. Good old-fashioned racism.
Yeah.
We say white privilege.
Well, I think for me personally, it gives me an understanding of what it is. You know, because people will say you pulled the race card and then push it up on you. Because, oh, I have 3 black friends, I couldn't be racist. But you could still be privileged and have that ideology that I'm better and still, you know.
Yeah, I've got 3.
I still got 3 black friends, but I still have white privilege, whereas they'll listen to that more so than racism.
Okay.
I'm just saying, I've had discussions, and they didn't necessarily understand, like, they understand racism, and they don't want to be racist, but they'll kind of agree, oh, yeah, I don't have to worry about certain things, or, yeah, I don't have to.
Well, I don't think that's the issue nowadays.
No, it's not. But they seem to be more receptive to the word privilege.
Mm.
Yeah. Open for dialogue.
We're open for dialogue on privilege. Well, for Miss Brown Sugar, I'm Mr. F the N Word. That was another Smooth Drama production. Y'all know. We out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got smooth.
Drama. Smooth. Drama.
Is that me? I have a smoke thing coming.